Onondaga County is still trying to figure out how it will handle the onslaught of people with underlying medical conditions and immunocompromised people who will become eligible to sign up for a coronavirus vaccine starting next week. We get more from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
Governor Cuomo this week announced that individuals with underlying health issues ranging from cancer to high blood pressure will be able to sign up starting next week to get the scarce vaccine. At this point, Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon has no idea how many people that will be.
25,000, 30,000, 40,000 are now eligible. I don't even know the number. So this is going to be a grind.
While there are more people becoming eligible to be vaccinated, McMahon doesn't expect a major increase in the amount of vaccine the county has to distribute, but he says expanding the list is a good idea because these people are the most vulnerable to the virus. The county will work with local physicians looking for the sickest individuals to vaccinate.
People that the primary care doctors are saying, if they get this, they're not going to live. They'll be very high risk of not living. Those are the people we'd like to get vaccinated first.
The county will determine how it will move forward once there's a better sense of just how much vaccine will be allocated for this population. That's in addition to the thousands of Central New Yorkers over the age of 65 who are still trying to get an appointment. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.